how to best describe him for New South Wales. He's part of the SEN team. We know that, but he's an assistant. He's a mentor. He's the consigliere for Brad Fittler. I'm talking about Greg Alexander, and he's been good enough to join us on the line from the airport in Perth. G'day, Brandy.
Hello, Jimmy.
Mate, congratulations. Fantastic effort last night. Not only the scoreline, but the mindset that New South Wales went out with. It looked very deliberate. To them and through them seemed to be the theme of the game. Is that fair comment?
Yeah, there's no doubt we're on the front foot a lot more than what we were in game one. And we spoke about the things that might help us be able to achieve that. And I thought the players executed it perfectly. More aggressive in defence. Kick chase was better, had more urgency about it. The speed of the defensive line was quicker. Our work from Mark was a lot better. So there was a whole lot of things that led to us having more possession and, you know, just better attacking situations for our halves, Jim. You know, it's a very tough game. Game one, and we played on the back foot, and that makes it almost impossible for the halves to do much. And you know, I thought they were both great, as was everyone. We didn't have a bad player last night. Everyone added to and contributed to what was a very good win.
You made a telling comment after game one. You felt New South Wales were too nice. Were they nasty enough for you last night, Brandy?
Well, I think when you talk about defence, you know, the aggression in defence was ramped up a fair bit. So, yeah that was that's all that had to happen, Jimmy. It wasn't doom and gloom after game one, and I thought we did well to stay close. But you know, we had to make changes in the way we played, and we fixed that up last night.
Yeah. Can we give credit then to Brad Fittler? So many people were wanting to talk about Brad Fittler and the impact that Billy Slater had on him and what Queensland had done in game one. And yet there we were watching last night the little kick from Nathan for the first try for Matty Burton, where it's clearly a ploy to negate what the halves and in particular Daly Cherry-Evans was doing and trying to shut down the attack. We need to give more credit to Brad and say, well, right, okay, just as we're impressed with Billy in game one, so too Brad's responded for game two. Is that fair, Brandy?
Yeah, very fair, Jimmy. You know, and I think overall coaches get too much praise when a side wins and get criticised too much when they lose. Freddie doesn't seem to fall into that category, though. He's won some big games in the past and, you know, people have put it down to luck. You know, Freddie's a lucky guy. I thought it was great coaching. And I actually got up and spoke about it last night in our team meeting after the game. I got to hand out the game ball, which Nathan Cleary picked up. But I also spoke about the coaching of Freddie this week. And I thought the boys gave him a rousing reception. Because he identified the problems and had a plan in place through the week to fix them. And it might sound easy, but, you know, when those plans are executed, that's good coaching. If you can get your players to execute a plan, that's good coaching. And, you know, he doesn't get the raps. You know, quirky Freddy, you know, little bit different Freddy. That's only a small percentage of his makeup and how he operates as a coach. But I was very impressed with him this week, Jim. Very impressed.
Yeah, absolutely fantastic. No one has greater attention to detail, from what I understand, than Nathan Cleary. You know him well from the Panthers. You know him well from your time at the Blues. It was incredible. He took ownership of the game one performance effective immediately. And he's a lot of other stuff going on in his life with his father, Ivan's health as well. Were you amazed at his resilience mentally to come out and play the game that he did last night?
Well, no, not really. You know, I knew he had that in him. And we've seen it in the past, Jim. You know, and he shouldered a lot of the responsibility for the game one performance, but he didn't need to. Like, you know as well as I do, if your forwards aren't winning that battle, you know, and you're playing off the back foot, you're kicking off the back foot, you're passing the ball off the back foot. You're standing still waiting for it to be passed to you instead of coming onto the footy. It changes things dramatically. But he did take it, you know, personally. And he's, as you said, he is the ultimate professional. And, you know, pulled his game apart, just had a look at where he could fix things. But, you know, he didn't need to look that hard because I just had a feeling that, you know, with what we'd done at training and the plan that we had in terms of how hard we were going to work in certain areas, that he would get much better ball. And he did. Once he got that better ball, Jimmy, he showed what he can do.
Yeah, amazing. Incredible guy. Do you get the sense, like, that was his 12th Origin game, Brandy. Do you get the sense that, and Andrew John spoke about it after the match, he's only 24 years of age. So this might be the breakthrough performance that he was looking for to then make him have even greater confidence at this level. Did you get a sense of that last night?
Yeah, and I think that's the same with his NRL footy. You know, look, we've seen it gradually get better over the years, and it's just experience.
Yeah,
I don't know how much better than you can get than last night, and all games won't pan out the way that they did last night. You know, we mightn't get 60% of possession, and we mightn't get the field position that we got last night. So every game is different, Jim. But there's no doubt that he is a player. When you talk about players learning from you know, experience, he does. Like, he really does learn from experience and improves himself off the back of it. So, you know, all I can say is last night was a great game from a number seven.
Yeah. I want to ask you about two other players. Jake Trbojevic comes back into the side. He got 1 point from us for the Metricons, Nathan 3 and James Tedesco 2, but it wasn't just because of his 140 run metres. It wasn't because he's 71 minutes. It wasn't because he's scything tackle. I can only imagine what else he contributed to the squad during the course of this week as well. He's an amazing guy that can come in and play that role that is so required by the squad, Brandy.
Yeah, look, and you're right, Jimmy. Not only did he shore up the middle defensively, which, you know, we thought we lacked in game one. Jake's Jake. Everyone knows what Jake's like.
Yes.
You know, I don't have to sit here talking about what Jake brings to a team because everyone loves Jake. Everyone knows what sort of character he is, how much to heart he takes everything. You know, he was emotional at halftime. He came off the field just bubbling, just overflowing with just how much he loved it. And that's Jake. So, yeah. Great to have him back in the side, as it was great to have Angus Crichton, who took a stomach bug into the game. Didn't tell anyone, Gussie. He kept that quiet, which was, you know, he didn't want to miss it. He said took a bit of a gamble, but took a bug into the game and struggled at times because of it. But it was great to have him back in the lineup too. But yeah, Jake's a legend. Legend.
Yeah. We might have had the start of a legend too for the next guy. Matty Burton comes in game one and he doesn't miss a beat. It's incredible, this young guy. Loves playing in that left centre position, loves playing outside Jerome and Nathan. This is going to be a hard one because we presume that Jack Whiten will be available. We presume that Latrell Mitchell might be available. But Matty Burton, I'd love to get your assessment of his game two performance, Brandy.
Well, you know, I haven't seen many better debuts. You know, Matt came into the side, you know, filling that hole that Jack left. He was almost a like-for-like replacement with him, with his ability to play in the halves, because we didn't want to carry a half on the bench. We wanted to go with the two hookers. So, you know, Matt was ideal for the situation. But we didn't just pick him for that. And we didn't just pick him because he's got, you know, the biggest left boot in the competition. You know, Birdo's a great player in his own right. And, you know, I said to him on jersey presentation that I've never seen a player be able to hit a hole like he does. How he can move as the ball's travelling to him to get himself in space. So he's got a great footy brain. He's a natural footballer with the ability to play in the halves and also you know, quite possibly one of the best centres we've got in the game. So I knew his just his temperament would suit Origin. He's just a he's an uncomplicated country boy that can play footy, and he showed that last night.
1994 was the last time New South Wales lost Game 1 in New South Wales and then won Game 3 in Queensland. Brad Fittler was part of that side. Why can this squad make history? What gives you that confidence, Brandy?
No, I just think, you know, they're a great side. And I've had the privilege, Jim, to be involved with them for the last, you know, this is five series now. And I've just watched the nucleus of this side form a bond that's pretty special. And it is like a family, and you know, players come in and come out. A couple of new ones with Siffa and Matty Burton last night, but you know, we welcome back a couple that have been there and done the job before. And I just think it's the bond, James, that they've built up over the last 5 years will serve them pretty well. We had Paul Harrigan hand out the jerseys and talk about that series.
Wow.
Chief was only a couple of years into his Origin career, and he spoke about, you know, what they went through and how the senior players really, you know, it was the senior players that got them home, the likes of Brad Fittler and Laurie Daly, that stood up to get them home in that series. So I'm expecting the same. Jimmy, you know, James Tedesco's been enormous for us in both games. Yeah. Enormous. And I just saw both wingers, but I could go through the whole side. But, you know, I just think the bond that they've built up and the senior players standing up and dictating terms will be good enough for us to get a win.
What's going to be the response from Queensland? We know we'll get a response from Queensland.
But you always get a response. Doesn't matter who, whoever's lost and whoever is disappointed with their performance always is a lot better.
Yes.
And we've been pretty good losers in the past too. We need to be good winners this time, and we need to be better, as good or better, because we're playing in Queensland. No favours, none expected. You know, we need to be better than we were last night if we're going to win in Queensland.
Yeah, let's hope that is the case, mate. 13th of July up there at Suncorp Stadium. It's going to be amazing. Brandy, enjoy your couple of weeks off from SEN. Congratulations on last night to you and the team, and can't wait for that decider, mate.
Thanks, Jimmy.